Hey, this is Marlon and Steve from the group Exile.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
My favourite bands, Exile. They've been going, 53 years? It's the 53rd interview today as well, and we've got Marlon and Steve from the band. Welcome.
Well, it's good to be here, Lee. And isn't that amazing, the 53rd interview, and we've been around 53 years.
Interesting with Exile, because, I mean, you started off as basically a pop band, and you never really changed, but you seemed to just drift into country.
Yeah, I'm still amazed, Lee, at all the success we had in country music with the songs that we were putting out. We did a lot of country material, and we had played a lot of country material in our hometown of Lexington, Kentucky, doing sessions, and some of us played bars, and around there you play country music if you want to make a living. So we had an appreciation for it and an ability to play it. But when we actually made the train, when Exile made the transition from country to pop, apart from some of the writing that went in strong country direction, we really didn't change that much. We were still basically an R&B pop band.
It was incredible. What was that first hit?
The first hit in country music was Woke Up in Love. Now, that one was pretty country. But when we got to the third album, Hang On to Your Heart, there were five number one singles, or four, I think.
I've lost track.
but every one of those singles were R&B. And they all went number one. I don't know how that happened.
Well, it's a bit like T. Graham Brown. It's the same deal, really.
Yeah, there's always a place in country music for an R&B flavored act, and there's always one or two around, but not many. Yeah.
So where did you record all your stuff?
Let me interrupt. Okay. Sorry. Okay. But an interesting thing, we actually were in England, first of all, to play Top of the Pops as a pop group.
That's right.
And then later came back to play the Wembley Festival as a country group.
So Woke Up in Love, was that your first pop?
Our pop hit was a song called Kiss You All Over.
That's what I'm saying. That's the one I was looking for, yeah.
Yeah, that was our first huge pop, and frankly, probably still our biggest hit. And we came to Britain to London a couple times, and we did Top of the Pops and some other shows. And then, as I say, came back later when we were a country success and did the Wembley Festival as a country act. So, but there aren't a lot of groups that have done both.
Oh, good gracious, yeah. I mean, it crosses over nicely, you know.
Well, a great experience for us, too, when we came over. The laws there required that you, if you were going on Top of the Pops, you had to re-record your hit. You couldn't use the American-made record. I guess it was Panama at the time, I can't remember. But anyway, we had to go in the studio and re-record Kiss You All Over, and we did it with the legendary Mickey Most producing.
Oh, great. Yeah.
That was really exciting for us.
Hey, this is Marlon and Steve from the group Exile.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
About you, baby, my one desire. Gonna wrap my arms around you and hold you close to me. Oh, baby, I wanna taste your lips. I wanna be a fantasy. Yeah. I don't know what I'd do without you, baby. Don't know where I'd be. You're not just another lover, no, you're everything to me. Every time I'm with you, baby, can't believe it's true. When you lay it in my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes, I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say a thing, just let me show how much I love you. You all over and over again. I wanna kiss you all over till the night closes in. Till the night closes in. Stay with me, lay with me, holding me, loving me.
Any new music?
Yes, we just finished, at the end of last year, we just finished a Christmas project, which is not very apropos at the moment, but yeah, hopefully in a few months. And interestingly, in 53 years of being a band, we had never done a Christmas project before. No particular reason, we just hadn't got around to it. So we spent most of last year actually working on it here in Nashville. we kind of had it a limited release this year, and we're hoping for a wide release of the project next Christmas season. Right at the moment, we don't have any other recording in lined up, but it's just mainly we're just, you know, concerned with touring dates and adding a lot of dates. But we'll probably do some more stuff later this year.
I mean that's the thing. I mean, I look after a band called Marmalade. Do you remember from the 70s? 70s, 80s?
Yeah.
Oobla-dee, oobla-da.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, we just did a rockumentary about their career, and I interviewed all the band and playing the music, but they've re-recorded some of their hits and brand new songs, and have made a triple gate vinyl, you know, as well as a DVD and an album, and it's just going crazy. But there's a demand for that, you know, the memories, and I think you guys going around playing some of your great hits, I mean,
I don't want to be a memory.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Love
you
it.
You forgot it.
Yeah.
It was just.
I'm getting older.
It was just a memory. It was a memory.
I have a theory about that, Lee. I think that, you know, we are a music generation, and, you know, the baby boomers. And we're now at an age where our kids are grown and gone, and we can slow down and do the things we love. And we're a music loving generation. And now they're back out and buying records and going to concerts, and that's where we fit in. You know, our demographic now is age 50 to 70, and they're turning out for us and having a great time. That's great for us.
Oh, that's great. I mean, because you got your start with Dick Clark, didn't you?
That's right. The band was just a couple of years old, like I think 65, I think, when Dick Clark picked them up for the Dick Clark Caravan of Stars, which was a touring event. That featured a lot of the big acts of the day, and the Exiles, as they were called, or we were called at the time, were the opening act, and then supported backing all the solo artists on the show.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. In fact, the first time I ever saw the band was on that show. I was not with the band at the time, and the Rascals were the headliner.
And some of your music's been featured in movies.
It has. Now that you ask me, I can't remember any of them.
Memory problem?
Yes, memory problem. Happy Gilmore, Man in the Moon, Zoolander, Wild Hogs. And it's always a trip to be watching a movie and hearing your music on there.
It must be great.
It's actually, of course, the version in the Adam Sandler movie is where he's actually singing the song is absolutely hilarious. It's great to hear your music in a movie. Absolutely wonderful.
And there's a book as well.
There is a book. There are actually a couple of books. I think the book you're referring to, it's called Exile. What's the title, Steve?
50 Years of Exile, the story of a band in transition.
That's right. And, you know, speaking of memory, I'm having all kinds of problems today. But, no, it's a... Actually, I think we actually enjoy the book. It's not written by us. It was written about us. But we think the author did a very good job. He was actually a music professor in Kentucky, and he took a kind of a musicologist approach to the band and did long interviews with everyone involved throughout the years. And it's a good history of a band, and I think for young entertainers it's a good read. It tells you what to do and what not to do. It kind of gives you the good and bad and all the aspects of a career.
The author of the book we were talking about, you know, Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky, Central Kentucky is a tight-knit community, music community. And so Randy, the author, actually, he interviewed all of us extensively for the book. And then he wanted us to see the manuscript before it went to publishing, and asked us if we would take a look and if we really were passionate about any edits. We didn't ask for anything, and there's some ugly stuff in there, some stuff that none of us are very proud of, but we didn't ask for it to be taken out.
Well, you know, I think you've got to be honest to yourself. I mean, everyone's got some ugly bits and bits that probably wouldn't want to happen, but hey, that's life, and you only learn those mistakes.
And we just felt it important that, you know, we didn't, as Steve said, we didn't ask for any of the bad stuff to be taken out, and thank God we survived some of it.
Okay, well, that book's obviously available on Amazon and all those places.
It is.
Do you have a website?
Yes, it's www.exile.biz. And by the way, there's another book out that was actually written by the bass player's daughter, Sonny Lemaire's daughter, Nicole Lemaire, and that book is out as well and available on Amazon.
Great. Well, thank you, guys. It's been great talking to both of you this time, and let's keep playing your music.
Thanks, Lee.
We'll worry about that memory thing.
What memory thing?
Thanks a lot. Great, thank guys.
Thanks, Lee. Thank you. Hey, this is Marlon and Steve from the group Exile.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.